Journey Beyond the Beyond, Magic Lands, Book 1, by Robert Stanek. Enter the world of the Magic Lands. The world of Doamans has many lands, many peoples. Ray, a young village boy, knows nothing of these lands or peoples. He only knows what he must do, what those who have gone before him have done. He must prove to himself and to his people that he is no longer a child, that he is a man. He must do this by undertaking the rite of passage of his people. According to the village elder, Ray must set out at once on the journey of manhood. He warns Ray that his dark dreams may take him farther than anyone expects. For you see, Ray dreams of faraway peoples and places, places neither he nor his people have ever seen before. And he dreams of the wizard, the High Wizard of Aralaia. What this means for Ray, no one can say, but one fact is known. Ray must first journey to the place lost and deep, the place where the bulls and slithers gather. Beware lashing tail and gnashing teeth, the village elder warns Ray when he sets out, and if old bull doesn't get you, the slithers surely will. The dreams continue. The stone land beckons. Perhaps it could be said that Ray could not have done otherwise but to follow his path to its end. Perhaps, perhaps not. But what of Carrie, the outsider girl? Carrie has her own life, a house in the country, her beloved trees to which she sings and from which she gathers the fruits of life. In the city-state of Aralaia, the one thing everyone knows for certain is that the rule of the wizard is supreme. None dare oppose him. None dare challenge him. His soldiers help him rule with an iron fist, and they hold no love in their hearts for the...